you. You're a lifesaver. Your sister's, crying again. Yeah, I shouldn't be laughing. Something with her boyfriend, forgetting something. I don't know. It could be anything with her. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love her. And I know you love her because you're her little brother. But sometimes she's on a hair trigger. And I do my very best to make sure that I can preempt that sort of stuff and, you know, bring her a Starbucks or laugh extra hard at a TikTok she sends me or really pile on the compliments whenever she sends me a selfie or a new outfit that she might be thinking about buying. And this boyfriend has been better than the last, what, three? But there's always something with her, so I can't deal tonight. I told her I had a migraine and I just needed to lie down in the dark somewhere for a while. I can't stay in here forever, so don't worry. You're very nice to offer up your room for as long as I need, but it is a sleepover. And as much as I don't like romantic comedies, I'm gonna have to sit through a couple of them. It's not even that I don't like romance, I just, I don't know. I've sort of been into documentaries lately. I know that's a little nerdy. Yeah, most recently about Elliot Ness. I think everyone knows about the Al Capone stuff. Or that's what's most popular, but I didn't know that he went to Cleveland and was dealing with those torso murders, which are quite gruesome. And he ended up burning a bunch of houses where the working poor were living. And now that I've totally ruined the mood, I am just gonna shut up. And if I can maybe lay in your bed. Oh. You know, you're really sweet. Your sister complains about you all the time. I shouldn't say that. Well, because she's my best friend, and that's gotta be against the best friend code. You don't think so? It would probably rank, well, I actually don't know how high it would rank, because first would probably be no fucking each other's boyfriends. Next would be, no snitching on each other to our parents, which you might think is outdated, even though we're all in college now, but I've heard my aunts and uncles almost near retirement say things like don't tell mom, so I think that one's definitely really high. And then third, always gas each other up. I don't know, it's just a feeling you get. What did she make fun of you about? But I guess if we're talking about fairness, I am crashing in your room for a little bit, so maybe I can tell you the surface level stuff. Well, obviously you're annoying. What little brother isn't? I only have sisters, so I wouldn't know. That you spend most of your time playing video games when you could be helping more around the house? Oof. Maybe that one cut too deep. No? Okay. I mean, she doesn't talk that badly about you. You know, it's just sibling stuff. I guess gossiping runs in the family, doesn't it? The only other major thing, if you want to call it that, is that you're perpetually single. Even saying it, I felt bad. I mean, I don't know why. You're cute. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't date you. That's gotta be somewhere in the code. Well, if I dated you, we'd probably have to get married. Because then if we dated, and then what if we broke up? Then she loses a best friend? Or she disowns you? Knowing her, I could flip-flop back and forth throughout the rest of our lives. So we definitely can't date. But I can tell you're cute. And I can maybe even help you in that department. I could figure you out. Understand your strengths and your weaknesses. And then, I don't know, maybe we make you a Bumble profile tonight. And then I get back to the sleepover. From the looks of your room, I think I have most of your interests down. I know you're a decent student. Do you work? Actually, don't even answer that because a lot of girls have a lot of patience in that area now. I mean, I have a couple jobs. I'm a little obsessed with work, but this is about you. We're talking about you. Do you think it's lack of experience? Well, I don't know how many girls you've been with, or guys, really. But do you think maybe that prevents you from trying to pursue anyone? Well, I could help figure that out. See if you're ready. Yeah, why not? It'll be like for science or something. And repayment. Yeah. After we do a couple of tests, then we're square. You never know. I might have to come back in here eventually. It's gonna be a long night. Well, why don't you give me your best pickup line? We'll start there. Yeah. Oh, come on. Even Pepe Le Pew has pickup lines. Be funny, turn it Ouch. Okay, big yikes. why don't you stick to being funny? No pickup lines. Yeah, I think being the natural silly dork you are will at least get you somewhat in the door. Okay, we got the pickup lines down. How about to kiss? Yeah. You gotta know how to kiss a girl. Because if you really like a girl and you take her on a first date and you don't kiss her, she's gonna think you don't like her. And you should always ask, obviously. And you can start with a kiss on the cheek. That was like a peck. You need to like caress my face and press your mouth. Like you know what I mean? Like pretend you're about to, I don't know, dive into some pussy or something. But not that. But, give her something to think about later. Yeah, that was better. Okay, now kiss me on the lips. Was good. Maybe a little more tongue. Yeah. Holy shit, you were already aroused. Whew, okay. It's really sweet. I mean, I guess we can move on to endurance. Yeah. Like, how long can you last? Well, if you haven't had sex in a while, or anyway, let's just say if you haven't had sex in a while, you could come too quickly. And that's not going to leave a good impression. Traditionally, I would say that you need to make your date come first, but we don't really have time for that, and I come really loudly. So, why don't you just pull down your pants and we'll see how long you last as you fuck my throat? Listen, I'm famous for my blowjobs. They don't call me Superhead on campus just because. It's just a blowjob, dude. It's not a big deal. So whip it out. Nice cock. Yeah, really. Okay, I'll start off slow and then escalate and escalate and escalate. And we'll see how long it takes. Tastes good. So watch. It'll make her work harder. Signatures. Oh, Booking your house when you need them. Definitely make sure you're mindful. For limits. For me. I don't have any limits. Yeah, you lasted longer than at least half the guys I've done that to. Endurance, check. You know, you probably just need someone to take some good pictures of you. I bet I could push your sister in the right direction there. Yeah, I'll just say I'm gonna do it, and then she'll get upset, and then I'll be like, oh my god, you can totally do it. Ah, you know how she is. Well, anyway, that definitely cured my migraine. I probably have to get back. Thanks for the detour, bud. I look forward to the report of your many digging downs that your sister is incredibly annoyed that she has to listen to. Later.